Good morning. Today is 31st of December 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. The Indian stock market ended on a buoyant note on Friday, extending gains to a third successive session, tracking positive global cues and on reports about government's decision to infuse capital in seven public sector banks. The rupee's rise against the US dollar contributed as well to the firm trend in the market. Shares from banking, healthcare, capital goods and consumer durables sectors had a good outing. A few stocks from power, oil, metal and FMCG sectors too ended on a firm note. BSE Sensex ended up 269 points, while Nifty 50 advanced by 80 points. In the currency market, the rupee was hovering around 69.95 against the US dollar, up 0.55% from previous close. Titan gained 4.1% and topped the Nifty gainers list. Sun Pharmaceutical Industries gained nearly 3.5% and Indian Oil Corporation a day 3.2%. Zee Entertainment Enterprises, Bajaj Finance, Yes Bank, Vedanta, Tata Motors, Bajaj Financial Services and JSW Steel moved up by 1.7 to 2.2%. HCL Technologies, Indusind Bank, Grasim Industries, Hindalco, ICICI Bank, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Axis Bank, Tata Steel and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation also ended notably higher. Reliance Industries's subsidiary Reliance Industrial Investments and Six Holdings Limited entered into a binding agreement with renewable energy services company Kanoda Energy Systems Private Limited for acquisition of equity shares. Multiplex chain operator PVR said it is planning to raise up to 750 crore rupees through issue of securities to qualified institutional buyers, for which it is seeking shareholders' nod. Zydus Cadila received the final approval from the US FDA to market clindamycin phosphate and benzoyl peroxide gel which is used to treat a certain type of acne. UPL's Arista acquisition, increased exposure to Europe post-deal may hit synergies, the heavy leverage from the acquisition brought in skepticism amongst investors. Bharat Financial Inclusion assigned a pool of receivables of 849.36 crore rupees to one of the largest private sector banks on a direct assignment basis. IDBI Bank allotted 238.76 crore equity shares to Life Insurance Corporation of India at a price of 60 rupees and 73 per share. Market view. Gap up opening of 41 points was witnessed on Nifty as market started at 10,820.95 levels in Friday's session. Following positive lead from global peers. Stability in crude oil prices and rupee also aided the rally. Index after testing high of 10,893.6 levels mostly remain in narrow range and settled with gain of 80 points at 10,860 levels. Bullish momentum continued in straight third session. Index managed to close above 200 DMA levels but still struggling to cross 100 DMA which is place at 10,914. Currently market is stuck in range 10,591 which is 50 DMA and 10,915 which is 100 DMA. We expect market to remain in consolidation range with positive bias. Immediate resistance is at 10,915 and 10,980 levels, whereas support is at 10,810 and 10,770. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.